I love those words. Yeah, great words to sing. I wonder how the tissue stock has been this week. I reckon it's quite bizarre how, despite there being very little or no connection with a sport or these athletes, how emotional races and medal ceremonies and interviews are. You guys find that? Oh, no, just me. Imagine what it must be like for the athletes, though. Just all that, yeah, emotions going through them. And not just that, you know, physically exhausting and mentally draining and socially distanced and spiritually challenging, especially around, you know, things like identity and, you know, with so much on the line. There's a huge amount that goes on for these athletes, and we probably get to feel a tiny little bit of it. All parts of life are important to God all of the time. In the Bible, there's a famous king called David. He faces challenges in many different aspects of his life. And the Psalms, which are poetry, they capture many of these moments in David's life. In Psalm 18, David looks back on a time in his life when he was in physical danger. He's escaped the powerful Saul and is hiding out with some friends in caves. And this is what he writes. I love you, Lord God, and you make me strong. You are my mighty rock, my fortress, my protector, the rock where I am safe, my shield, my powerful weapon, and my place of shelter. I praise you, Lord. I prayed, and you rescued me from my enemies. David prayed, calling out to God because he believed all parts of life are important to God all the time, including the physical parts of us. And in Psalm 32, David calls to God for help because he's overcome with guilt and with sin. And the spiritual side of life is pulling him down. Let's see how God responds in Psalm 32. So I confessed my sins and told them all to you. I said, I'll tell the Lord each one of my sins. Then you forgave me and took away all my guilt. All parts of life are important to God all the time, including the spiritual parts. And in Psalm 55, David writes about the pain of a friend whose words are slippery like butter, but hurting others is really what they're after. David says, my enemies are not the ones who sneer and make fun. I could put up with that or even hide from them. But it was my closest friend, the one I trusted most. We enjoyed being together, and we went with others to your house, our God. In this psalm, we hear David's pain. And for anybody that's ever been hurt by a person close to them, family or friend, we can identify with David. We can take courage that God hears and cares about this social breakdown. All parts of life are important to God all the time, including the social parts. And in Psalm 27, David remembers his sword-carrying enemies and also enemies who spread vicious lies. Sometimes the enemies that attack us and who spread vicious lies about us, as the psalm says, sometimes these are inside our own heads. They are our thoughts. The psalm begins with, The Lord is my light and my salvation. It reminds us that God is our strength. God is for us. God is helping us. And that we needn't be afraid of the attack on our minds by our thoughts on dark days. But like David, as the psalm says, we can remain confident of this. We will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Not when we're dead, here, but not often right away either. Wait for the Lord, it says. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. We can learn to trust that God is holding us, bringing us light, saving us, even if our brains are screaming the exact opposite message. All parts of life are important to God all the time, including the thoughts and feelings in our minds. You guys ever wonder, you know, why we can't see God? I know some people I know quite well wonder that quite a bit. We can't see God, but we know all parts of life are important to God because Jesus shows us this too. Jesus consistently took time to care for and be with people who were struggling. Like the people whose arms and legs weren't working. Jesus would heal them. Physically. He physically cared. And like the people who were outcasts in society, Jesus included them socially. Like the people who really wanted to know God, or they felt separated from God, Jesus fulfilled them spiritually. And like the people who suffered in their thoughts and feelings, like Mary Magdalene, for example, and many, many other examples, Jesus brought them peace in their mind. God cares about our whole being. God cares about the physical, the spiritual, social, and our minds. God cares about our whole lived experience. This includes the ups and the downs of life, the joys and the sorrows, frustrations and pleasures, angers and delights. God cares about, knows about, and is with us in everything we think and feel. Being human means we have these four dimensions of well-being. And this is beautifully captured in a model developed here in Aotearoa back in 1984 that is widely used in people-focused work. It's based on the four walls of a house, a whare, in four, tahi, rua, toru, whā. And it's called te whare tapa whā. This holistic model of health, te whare tapa whā, reminds us to take care of all the important aspects of our lives to support our well-being, because all parts of life are important to God all the time. So we have tinana, wairua, wano, and ingingaro. Now, up until this point, I've used the words emotional and mind. And I've used these words as alternatives to the word mental, as in mental well-being. When some people think of mental health, they think of crazy or psychosis. But this is not what mental means. Mental refers to our thinking and our feelings. So I'm going to read a book that helps us understand a little bit more about our mental health, our thinking and our feelings. And it's got these really cool four characters here. These couple of, yeah, some kids in this book. It's pretty cool. And it's called Let It Go, and it's got nothing to do with Elsa. Maybe it does, but not directly. Anyway, and I don't know Elsa well enough to know if it does. Anyway, here we go. Now, I've got some of the pictures going to be up on there, but if you really want to come and look, you're welcome to come up here and have a look at all the pictures with me, or you can have a look afterwards. When feelings arise, even big ones, you'll find they'll come and then go. They'll flow like a tide. Fear could come calling, or rage might stop by. You'll be visited by sadness. Sit with shame for a while. There are lessons in feelings, even big ones, you know. They are there to be felt. They'll help you to grow. Some days you'll feel sad, with a heart weighing heavy. Maybe welled with despair, or left feeling empty. All alone, lost in sorrow, a gloom you can't shake. Just remember this trick to lift the heartache. Close your eyes, let the sadness drift high and pass by. Set it sailing on a breath-filled, clear midnight sky. Feelings are just energy in motion, and so, when it's time, you'll know to let go. Let them flow. Now and then, you'll feel anger with a belly full of fire, fanned into temper or boiled over in ire. Swept up in a storm too fierce to be tamed, just remember this trick to help the fires wane. Breathe deep so that fire inside cools to stone. Hurl it hard across oceans, let it sink into calm. Feelings are just energy in motion, and so, when it's time, you'll know to let go, let them flow. You might feel shame from what you said, did, or felt. Or you'll shrink, hide away from the blame you've been dealt. When wound up in worry from a careless misstep, just remember this trick to let go the regret. Take the shame, write it down. Then fold it up tight. Let the broad paper wings bear the weight and take flight. Feelings are just energy in motion, and so, when it's time, you'll know to let go. Let them flow. Maybe you'll be afraid sometimes, maybe frozen with dread, aghast at the thought of misfortune ahead. Or a towering fright that quickens your heart. Just remember this trick to ward off the dark. Make friends with the fear. Hear its message for you. It'll call you to courage or help guide you through. Because feelings are just energy in motion, you know. They are there to be felt. They'll help you to grow. The end. So there are lots of different thoughts and feelings we can have. And most of the time they come and go, don't they? But when these feelings do stay around longer, that's when it's really good to find somebody to talk to that you trust. And we're going to pick up on that topic a little bit more in the coming weeks. So Laura's going to come and introduce what's happening next. But just a reminder, All parts of life are important to God all the time, including our thinking and feelings, our minds, our well-being. Me anoi tātou. Let's pray together. Loving God, you care so deeply about all the different parts of us. You care about our physical bodies. You care about our social connectedness. You care about us spiritually. And you care about our minds, our thoughts and feelings, our mental well-being. And God, we acknowledge that we have a range of thoughts, and sometimes these are healthy and sometimes these are distressing. But God, you know where each of us are at with our health in a holistic sense. So please, and please help us to take comfort from the words of the 34th Psalm writer, that you, God, are close to the brokenhearted and that you save those crushed in spirit. Thank you, God, that you are in the midst of our minds, that you care deeply for us. And as we think about these things over the coming weeks, we purposefully, intentionally invite you to speak to us, to lead us, to encourage us, to heal us, to enlarge our hearts, to grow empathy, to nurture compassion, to develop understanding, that we would love you and love others and love ourselves more how you love. Amen. So if anyone wants, you know, any prayer support or anything like that, today or any other day, Laura and I are going to be down in the back afterwards, and we've got a prayer chain. I'm available to meet with and pray with either with you or family or at any time, or, you know, there's people here that you know and love and trust that you can either pray with or that you can ask to pray for during the week. So just encourage you to make use of that.